fire and everything, he was afraid that if something's gonna, he'll rip some other stuff out of it with that frost, so he's holding off a little bit.
Okay. Next item is item number 18, striping of city streets, the bids.
You got the three bids. The problem, Proline came in with a, Proline problem. I talked to them the other day on the phone, and I said, you don't have where we might surface Loretta Street to bring that all the way through. And he's like, oh, okay. He just did everything that we have right now. So he said it'd probably be, he said it wouldn't be much, but it'd be a little upcharge to carry that from like 400 block to Mississippi.
Do the other ones have
but that? They all don't have that.
Okay.
So,
so we're still
there. They just went off of the what we currently have.
Proline did the last striking, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So the new stuff they striped last year, obviously they said it'd be wise to hit it the next year, which does, it still looks pretty decent. But if you go up Mississippi, Mississippi does not look good. North Mississippi on the concrete there, and then the, you know, the West Loretta and stuff. I mean, it all needs to be done, unfortunately. Or it doesn't have to be done, but it could be done.
I think they told us from day one, when we put new stuff down, or just...
Yeah, he said that today, when we were putting it all down.
I'll make the motion to continue with Proline this year.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Bowman.
Aye.
Brandenburg.
Aye.
Herman.
Aye.
And Smith.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Next item is public hearing. Public hearing reference the sale of city real estate parcel number 823-121-0091 West Loretta Street property. As you recall, at the last meeting we agreed to sell said real estate property to Brandon Schatz / Southern Mud of Midwest, Ryan Land Company, LLC, in the amount of $7,500. Right now, I need a motion to open the public hearing for said property.
I make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Smith.
Aye.
Herman.
Aye.
Ullman.
Aye.
And Brandenburg.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Okay, the public hearing is open on that. Is there any questions or concerns about selling the piece of property to Southern Mud of Midwest, Rhineland Company, LLC?
I've received no written or oral objection.
Anyone from the audience?
What is Southern Mud? I came in the middle of the movie.
Southern Mud is a boat dealership, which is the building that was built on that property.
Oh.
Just down the road from your place?
Yep. Okay.
Anybody else?
Seems like a good spot to put a fiber optic cabinet.
I said that already.
Is there a motion to close the public hearing?
Make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Bowman.
Aye.
Herman.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
And Brandenburg.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Next item is resolution 2026-10, a reference authorizing a resolution authorizing the sale of city property located on West Loretta Street, Scott County, Iowa. You have the resolution in front of you. Is there any questions about the resolution? If not, is there a motion to approve the resolution as printed?
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Brandenburg.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Bowman.
Aye.
And Herman.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays. Motion carried.
Okay, because Mr. Jepson and Mr. Sampson are so enjoying themselves in here, we're going to move back up to the fire department report. Chief Seymour.
I wasn't at last month's meeting. That's the top copy for last month's report. And the back copy is this month's report. I'm busy. And I think we're up to 84 by the end of the year 81 now. I hope to see it slowing down.
Hopefully it's great.
We do need some rain. We are currently under a burn ban, and I don't foresee it changing anytime soon. The other thing I want to talk about, I don't know if it's a line item.
Yes, it is. You want to go on to Knox Box?
Anybody have any questions on my report?
Okay, item number 9, Knox. Knox Rapid Accents reference Keymaster keys and box.
So, Knox box system, what that is a business can put a box on their building. The fire department and police department have access through a master key to gain access to the building. Does two things. One, it saves time, and two, it saves the business money. If I go break Matt's front door in, it's gonna cost him a couple thousand to fix it for a smoke alarm going off, and I can't get a hold of the key holder. As opposed to, I go to the Knox box, I open it up, I go in. The other neat thing is it's controlled, it's security controlled, so they know when I gain access to their box, and I can punch up on the computer and tell you anytime anyone entered our box to get the master key.
This master key opens everybody's doors?
It opens the box. So
each house will have a box.
So Matt, for instance, business. The keys to his front door for his business in it, because that's where we would gain access more than likely. Downport Schools, that's the reason we're doing this. Downport Schools is putting it on all their buildings as a part of ALIS. So the fire department's got to get a lockbox regardless because they're going to put it in. So
they flip the bill for that, or?
For their side. We still got to flip the bill for our side. Now, the good thing is, it's a one-time fee type thing. So once it's all set up, you're good to go. The other thing I would like to do is, here in the near future, once it's up and running, is contact the local businesses in town and see if I can get some of them on board with it. Because it will save time. The other day we had a call at RP Lumber. It was a water flow alarm. They had some damage because we had to wait for a key holder. I wasn't going to break their door for a fire alarm.
Makes sense.
And
how many of the
price wise for instance, if Matt wanted to go buy a box, it's $450 roughly for a box. They mount it by their door or wherever we tell them to put it. It's there. If they change their locks, all they do is go to the Knox box, put new keys in it, and away we go again.
So we do quite a few for gate operators. It's pretty much code.
Yep.
In a commercial place, anywhere, you gotta have a Knox box there.
Yep.
You turn it, and there's a relay switch with our gate operators. Automatically open it, or you can have a key in there.
Yep.
Sure.
Same thing.
Pretty cheap, but yep. I think you're the only one that would be able to open it.
Yep, I'm the only ones that can open
it. Like, if it was on my building, I wouldn't have a key to it.
No,
only you.
Only I do, yep.
And they're safe.
Oh, yeah. They buy the Knox.
That's why they're called Knox Box. They're a safe company.
They've been around for years.
They've been around forever. They're throughout the
city of Walcott requires all their commercial businesses to do it. The other neat thing is they have one for residences. So let's say we have an elderly subject that falls a lot. They could put one of those on, or we could rent them one. They could put it on, and we would be able to get in without breaking their door. That type thing. And those are even cheaper yet. They're like $150.
And that'd be quicker to get in than breaking the door down.
Yeah. Now, the downside to it for the fire department to outfit our trucks, it's about $10,000.
Ooh. So you got to put a box in each one of your rigs?
We'll put it in four. We won't put it in the tankers or the brush trucks because they're not going to be doing that kind of call anyway. Usually if we got a tanker or a brush truck there, we have an engine there, so and the engine would have it in there. And then our rescue and our command.
So you got that in his budget to get that started yet this year?
I'm doing a budget amendment, so we'll just have to include it in there because he said he needs to get it.
I would make a motion to get if you need a motion.
You need four of them?
Yes.
Pause. Okay. You have a question, Mr. Wakefield?
Yeah, is that just for the businesses and built?
No, the resident could do it.
Okay, but since I gave you, you know, I got the garage door key, you don't really need that.
Well, the issue is, and what the elimination is they're trying to eliminate the fire department from having a bunch of loose keys laying in their trucks that people could have access to. God forbid fire or police would ever have a situation where keys would get taken or lost, but they're easy to do. If you have a Knox box there, we would actually have an individual code that each member would have to punch into the box in order to access that. So he would be able to go in and say, oh, for instance, me, I access Matt's Knox box. Okay, and then the question is going to be, did we have a call there? If we didn't have a call there, why did you access the Knox box type of thing? So it's kind of a control thing with the keys, that the keys are actually with the building, and it's also a accountability thing.
Yeah, the other thing is, so like on our rescue truck currently, we got a box back there, and it's got a crap load of keys in it. So at 2:00 in the morning, I'm fumbling in the dark looking for Matt's key or somebody, you know. And then we get it there, and that key don't even work the door.
So you're looking for like electronic Knox boxes or just?
No.
Yeah. No. So when you order a Knox box for a business in Bluegrass, you just get a box with an empty keyhole, and then
they put the lock in.
Well, Bluegrass has its own special.
Yep, we have a special key.
So then they're all keyed the same, no matter what.
Yep, so, and ours would be the same as Walcott's, because we go to Walcott a lot, so our key would work in Walcott's.
Sort of like the keys the car dealerships hang on their windows. They have one key to open a thing, and inside is the key to
open
the
car.
Same concept, yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Yep.
Okay. Now go ahead. Yep.
No, I'm sorry.
There's a motion on the floor.
Okay.
I need a second or let the motion die. Second to approve the purchase of the Knox boxes.
I second it.
Okay. Now, what do you got?
Now, do businesses have to do it then?
Currently, no.
Currently, no, but the chief has come to me.
Eventually, yes. Soon, I would like to sit with the ordinance committee and write up an ordinance that if we have any new commercial buildings built, it has to be installed. And I will send a letter out to the other businesses to see if they would like to get on board.
And their cost would be around $450.
Depends on how fancy a box they want to get. It's up to them.
Thank you.
Roll call.
Commissioner Councilmember Brandenburg.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Bowman.
Aye.
Herman.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Thank you. Next item.